This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
You marry a girl, you marry her family. I lucked out in both cases, particularly back in the day. The younger me made life harder than it needed to be. I appreciate now the patience shown by those who stood by me, particularly my nuclear and extended families. There are just some places where plants won't grow, and there are just some problems that don't have a good solution. You reach a certain age, whatever that might be, and the game is over. My mother-in-law, Bev Cree, at age 96, finished her journey. She completed her very full life and left us behind to carry on. I do think she requested a late checkout, but her bags were packed and she was ready to see what lies beyond her tenure on this planet. Bev always aimed to set a good example, serve the community, and be part of the greater good. As we mourn, we also marvel at the outstanding person she was her entire accomplished life. Rock steady, but also ready to smile with her impish grin as she drove all over the country in her stick shift VW. She taught and inspired hundreds of school children, Girl Scouts, and her own grandchildren by example, expecting and demonstrating mutual respect. If Beb were a tree, it undoubtedly would be an ironwood. Planted among that tree would be flowers of many colors, all treated and cherished the same. In life, we seek reliability. Just knowing that some people are there gives us a measure of peace. And the older we get, that dependability becomes more meaningful. I knew Bev and I liked her for more than 42 years. Some examples I'd like to share. Use it up, wear it out, or make do without. It's better to do things than to have things. She showed her grit when diagnosed with breast cancer at age 89. After recovering from surgery, she accompanied us to the Florida Keys. She didn't miss a beat. And after every visit and conversation, I was reminded that acceptance and perseverance will help us through life. I invite you to join my long-held tradition. At the beginning or end of a life, plant something that will make you smile as a reminder of that special person. It doesn't have to be a large tree, rather something that will bring back pleasant memories. Bev walked her journey. She didn't run, but she walked all over until her very few last weeks. That healthy image will live on through my memories. Remember, anywhere is walking distance if you've got the time.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.